Country today is faced with a lot of problems, especially the ones of leadership. So we decided that it is enough and that people across Nigeria, irrespective of their own ethnic background, religion, or region, must come together in order to see how they can save the situation from getting into, you know, a very deplorable shape. So that is why we invited Art Minds, and we're going to commence the meeting in a short while.
Some people are saying, why don't you give support and help the government to resolve the security and other challenges in the country rather than go on a demonstration to create more confusion?
Security challenges is only one among the numerous multifaceted problems we are facing in Nigeria today. And every citizen would agree that this president has not lived up to expectations. What I mean by this is that he has not been able to uphold the allegiance, the oath of allegiance he swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So it is not a matter of only security situations. We have several challenges. Even the very democratic system that brought him to power is being threatened by the very action of the presidency. So we cannot just fold our arms and see, you know, the hard-earned democracy of Nigeria being mortgaged or, in fact, heading for disaster.
So what are you going to do in your planned protest Thursday? What are your demands?
We have a clear action. We are going to, you know, take a peaceful demonstration from Julius Berger Mansion up to the National Assembly, where we will want to see both the Senate President and also the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and call on both the two chambers to engage and commence the process of impeaching the president. That is what exactly we are going to do in unmistakable terms. We have cataloged all the impeachable offenses, which we know, even the legislators know. We are going to hand it over to them and see what they can do.
You want President Jonathan to be impeached on what ground?
Number one, you know, when somebody swears to defend the constitution of the country he is leading, and he ends up in, you know, tearing the whole thing into charades, of course, he has not lived up to expectation. That's number one. Number two, this issue of security that you have talked about has been politicized, and Nigerians are living in palpable fear all over the country. We don't think that is also acceptable, not to mention issues of corruption. Today, Nigerians cannot go to other countries and hold their heads high in, you know, before other citizens, because we are regarded as criminals all over. But the very government that is talking about how to fight corruption are also engaged in corruption and outright criminality. So these are things that we feel, you know, Nigerians should be ready to move. The demonstrators against this man are living of that responsibility, since he cannot be able to uphold it, so that somebody can let's see how we can move the nation forward.
But that is not fair to criticize President Jonathan for, and the security situation and the corruption has not been the sole preserve that has happened under the presidency of President Jonathan. So some people are saying your criticisms are unjustified.
Yes, you know, Nigeria is a diverse country, cosmopolitan in nature. So people have, you know, a right to think whatever. But let me ask you this question. I am sure you are aware that even the British government have started putting conditions on issuance of visas to Nigerians because of this kind of issue. Number two, I am also sure you know that there are people who are given clean bills in Nigeria because of their own corrupt action, but they ended up being convicted in other countries, only for the president to come and sign, you know, a bill, an authority, an order giving an amnesty. These are things that we felt is not only embarrassing to Nigerians, but in fact shameful.
So how soon do you want both the House of Representatives and the Senate to act on your petition?
So it is when we hand over. We are going to hand it over. You know, the meeting that we are holding today will decide exactly when this protest will commence. And all the problems, we want to make sure we mobilize, you know, people across both, so that we can go and hand over this the catalog of the impeachable offenses to the houses, and let's see what they are going to say. Because there are other actions that if they fail to do what we think they should do, we will know how to go about it. There are, we have option 1, 2, 3, 4.